following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
The following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's Monday. Doug Duda, Jim Langan in with you to recap the weekend in sports, talk about the Huskers, the Broncos, the Lopers, the NFL, and college football and volleyball and everything else that's going on here in this portion of the season. We've even got a little basketball breaking news that'll be coming up here, and we'll pass it along to you momentarily. Bo Pelini's press conference around the bottom of the hour, scheduled for 11:30. We'll take you there when the coach does address those media folks in Lincoln to recap the Miami game, to preview the start of Big Ten play with Illinois. And the Big Ten, man, a little bit better this weekend.
Real good.
You know, a lot better than what we've seen. Some close games, not against over-the-top great competition, but Rutgers beating Navy, Iowa coming back to beat Pittsburgh, some of the games like that out there. Obviously, the only disappointment, huge disappointment, you got to throw Nebraska over Miami in there. The huge disappointment, Michigan just getting beat down at home by Utah. But overall, a much better week for the Big Ten.
Well, let's don't forget about Indiana beating Missouri. I mean, that was the key. I mean, of all the games, maybe even in the nationwide. I mean, there were a couple. I mean, I think Mississippi State beating LSU was a big-time win. But I think a lot of people had given up on Indiana after they got beat by Bowling Green. You know, but Indiana came back and competed very well and beat Missouri on the road.
Well, the Big Ten went 11-1. This weekend, and let's face it, not all big-time games. Wisconsin destroyed Bowling Green. I know that wasn't great for you.
But they looked really good, Wisconsin did.
Over at halftime, the one that I don't even know if we talked about it on the air, but Texas State taking on Illinois. And Illinois had to make a fourth-quarter comeback to beat a Texas State team 42-35. But other games, solid Minnesota, run, quarterback hurt. Penn State against an overmatched Massachusetts team. Maryland beating Syracuse. That's another one out there that you have to take a look at. And Michigan State scoring 49 in the first half.
Yeah, really, the Big Ten, honestly, the Big Ten could have gone 500 this week, and we'd have never thought anything about it. So that was a great week because they not only did they knock off some people, they won all the games they were small favorites in.
Well, if you would like to join us on the program today, 888-455-ESPN. The Kearney Chicken Coop fan line, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. douganddaddy@espnsuperstation.com. The Twitter address, @ESPN. 1460, 1550. Those are the numbers at ESPN, 1460, 1550. Well, Brian Rosenthal, the Lincoln Journal star, had to make a late cancel on us today. We were going to talk. He's got a great article, went down to Kansas City, it's about Alex Gordon, and it's not just talking to Alex Gordon. It's talking to everyone around the organization, people in Major League Baseball. Hope you got a chance to read it. If not, go on the Journal Star website, the sports section, and find the story on Alex Gordon. Big piece in yesterday's paper, plus the Huskers. But they have also now picked up a big basketball commit. Brian is also the basketball beat writer, so he's got to do some work there before the football press conference. Tim Miles and his staff, according to his Twitter, have secured commitments from some top targets, including Ed Morrow Jr. has had his official visit over the weekend and now gives his commit, and we'll have more on that as the day progresses. So I guess we'll fuel the fans out there. I know if Nebraska loses, there's grumbling and there's comments. I'm sure most Nebraska fans were shaking their head after the first drive of the game where Miami just came out and took it right down the field and scored and took the lead 7-0. But everything about the game was entertaining, fun, atmosphere was great. If folks went down to Lincoln, and apparently a lot of you did, there was, then you'll know what I'm talking about, rail yard packed, Haymarket packed, downtown pretty full. Some of the got out of control, obviously, with what happened over there at one of the tailgates. But for the most part, it went like you'd wanted. The 94 National Championship team was honored. They come out kind of a dual tunnel walk deal. Most fans that have ever been in Memorial Stadium. And then the game. Nebraska wins the game, so that's what they want.
Yeah, Doug, you know, one thing, you talked about this. You and I have been pretty good about what Nebraska was going to do each week. But we brought up the fact that we had to get turnovers. If we did not get some turnovers, and I probably was more so saying we might lose the game if we don't get turnovers. I think you were sitting there going, hey, I think maybe we can still win, but it would be nice to get them. You know, basically we agreed that the defense needed to get some turnovers. And I'll tell you what, we had that interception there early when a guy made a diving interception. You can give me the guy's name about that. The 8-yard line when he dove and intercepted. Then we got picked up the fumble, which was a huge. I mean, you know,
this is still a game when that happens.
Yeah, well,
it's a definite game.
Happens. People are talking about McNeese State and they're going, oh, well, you know, I'll tell you what, you know, we throw that 98-yard interception return and you know that changed the momentum of the game. Well, the same thing happened with Nebraska when you pick up that fumble and you run it 70 yards. I mean, that was a first down play, Doug. You know what I mean? And we all said we picked that thing up and go the other way. So that would not have been a 14-point difference. Santos, I think, was the guy that intercepted the pass and made a great diving catch on that ball. That was a tremendous play to pick that off. And, you know, those are the turnovers we're talking about getting. And usually you're going to have a turnover. You know, you're going to lose the ball and you're going to give one up. I was a little disappointed in our penalties. You know, we seemed to our offensive line seemed to get a lot more penalties. You know, but other than that, I mean, what a pretty good football game. Our special teams played well.
7 penalties for 69, 9 on Miami for 82, and remember, 30 of that comes on the dual unsportsmanlike personal fouls late in the ball game. And you know what? That even added to it. It was unfortunate, and Nebraska fans don't think that it was all Miami because it wasn't. But we can still say that a majority of it was.
Doug, I got a comment on that, too. I think that was an ACC crew that worked that game, and I'm not positive on that. I'm like 99% sure, but I got to be careful because there could have been a substitute or two on there. But, you know, the thing that I thought was interesting about that was I thought they did a good job of not throwing anybody out of the game. I thought, you know, that would have been over. Early done if they would have done that. But I would have looked, if you wanted to call two on Miami, I would have made it 3-1. You know, I'd have said, hey, we got a personal foul in Nebraska and we got 3 on Miami. So then it will act, you know, it's still the same penalty as 2. But why go 2-none? Because Miami's sitting there going, you're telling me one guy from Nebraska didn't do anything wrong? I mean, that's going to be their view of it, that not one player from Nebraska did one thing to not deserve a personal foul during that play. So a 3-1 is a good way out of that.
But you can't invent stuff, Jimmy. Either it happened or it didn't. Oh. I'm just saying either it happened or it didn't.
You're telling me.
And they did do that earlier. They had offsetting penalties against Nebraska and Miami earlier.
Yeah, I guess when that play, you could have gone 17-15. I'm not inventing. Things 3-1, I'm not inventing it. 17-15 might have been about right if you go back on the replay.
Well, it hopefully, because both conferences will review this stuff.
Oh, no doubt.
Josh Mitchell might be in a little bit of trouble. He grabbed the kid's face mask and was shoving him on the ground. But when the same guy comes after Gregory twice, I mean, you're talking about All-American candidates. Let's face it. You throw at Derek Jeter, that's one thing. You throw at Jorge Smith, and everybody's going, when did they call this guy up? That's a different thing. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're given the business to, you know, say whoever you want. You know, if Banderas is getting rolled up, if it's a true freshman, if Kalu is getting thumped on, you're probably not thinking as much of it. But when it's somebody that's the face of the program, like Gregory, then...
I agree. You know, I think it was the Washington-Philadelphia game. The Eagles, there was an interception, kind of like the same type of play. Where there was a turnover. They're running it back. And I think one of the linemen for the Redskins decided to go right after the quarterback, who was just kind of standing there. Gave him a heck of a shot. He's down. Then it turns into a bench-clearing brawl. Well, two guys got ejected on that, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Kirk Cousins got rolled up, kind of one of those blindside, ooh, it's the quarterback, bang! So yeah. There you go. Nebraska-Michigan State announced this morning that game will be on ABC. We already knew it's a night game, but kind of the same thing. Will it be on ESPN, the Deuce, ABC? So it's going to be the national broadcast. It's going to be the national game. I still don't feel any different than I did in July about this football game, but that's on down the road. This is a trap game week. I don't think it will happen. Nebraska may not be as sharp. Illinois isn't good at all. But they're going to find a way probably to put some points up. But I think Nebraska scores a lot of points on Saturday. Of course, again, if it's sluggish, this could be an ugly win Saturday. Careful with the 19 points.
Is that what it is, 19?
That's what it is. That's what it opened at. I didn't double-check before the show if it's moved at all because it's pretty early in the week. But just be a little careful. Nebraska is definitely 19 points better than Illinois. But you know you are focused heavily on Miami, a physical game. They all said it was a physical game. You don't just automatically recover and are fresh to ready to go next week. It's a late game. You're sitting around all day waiting for the game. You get up early maybe, and then you go, kind of like McNeese State, get up early, and then all of a sudden a mistake, and look what happens. But I don't see anything changing for Nebraska in the next couple of weeks. So beating Illinois, I don't like their chances at Michigan State. Although, you know, Amir Abdullah, Big Ten co-offensive player of the week because Melvin Gordon also had a huge game for Wisconsin against a Bowling Green team that couldn't make a tackle. So he had 13 carries for, what was it, 253? It was averaged over 20 yards a touch for a Melvin Gordon. Bo Pelini's press conference at the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. John and Carney says, hats off to Pelini and the Scurs. We are a class act in college football, but the ACC crew that reffed the game, sketchy at best. They wanted control. Then take it, a lame roughing the passer, which is the correct call, but yet a targeting on Amir that didn't even get a flag. Yep, roughing is hard, but call what you see, not what you think is right. Thank goodness we have a Big Ten crew going to Miami next year. Even Greg Sharp, voice of the Huskers, says he isn't looking forward to that trip already. Just so sad the actions of a team that I hate now more than ever, and a coach which I had great respect for, Al Golden. He had his team disrespect the game of football over and over. Go Big Red. Thanks, John. His comments from the game. Nebraska fans of our age, our ilk, they're gonna dislike Miami. And you know what? That's okay. Now, I mean, hatred and rudeness and physical altercations and throwing stuff, you know, that's one thing. You don't have to like Miami. You can't go through life liking everything. Nebraska fans don't like Miami. And as Mitch Sherman and I were talking about as we were walking into the press conference, he wanted to kind of hang by the Miami section to see what was going to happen at the end of the game. And nothing happened at the end of the game, but you never hear Nebraska fans boo. And some of them did for about 10 seconds. And I, you know what? I think if there were no fights, there is no booing. They're not going to boo Miami just to boo them. It was a clean, hard-fought game until midway through the third quarter.
Yeah, I think in hindsight, I guess, if you look at things, is you have to play this team again on the road. And, you know, you sure don't want to add any fuel to the rivalry. It's already a good enough rivalry the way it was. We've always respected Oklahoma. Oklahoma, we've never had an altercation like that where somebody lost their temper. Usually, though, what happens is when there's a certain point when two teams are battling and there's a penalty or a fumble or a turnover when the game is kind of decided. I mean, that one play decided it, and there was an altercation there big time. And, hey, you know, I kind of like what Amir Abdullah said when he said, hey, you know, they have a passion for their game. They worked hard in the weight room. I have no problem with them and what they did and the way he handled it. And, you know, there are certain players from Miami that thought, hey, we acted out of line. I'm uncomfortable with this. I'm sorry that we disrespected the game a little bit. So not all 80 players that were there from Miami felt that way, because some of them shook hands and went out there and congratulated Nebraska and held their head up and did a couple things correct and played hard the whole game, and that's what you want. So don't let 4 to 6 bad athletes that created the problem, you know what I mean, do that. And same thing with Nebraska. Nebraska's going to stick up for their players. When something bad happens, we're going to stick up for what's going on. And if let's be honest about it. Over the last 5 years, as our sideline, are we known to keep our control and always everything goes smooth,
Boat cam.
You know, and none of our players ever get in trouble, none with the police. None of our players have ever gotten in trouble. So let's look at this
on
both sides.
Can't remember.
I know this is a Nebraska radio, so I'm sure in the heck not going to stick up for Miami. I mean, I don't think anybody from Miami, Florida, is listening today. But I think that, you know, let's get this in perspective a little bit. That, you know, this big win, and let's move on. We're 4-0.
You know, you like to make an investment from time to time.
Yes, I do.
I'll bet there is somebody. In fact, I'd almost wager that there is a University of Miami alum listening to the show today.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If not live on the podcast.
Okay.
I just there's Miami people here. Okay. Ex-Miami football players in this fine city.
Oh, I knew that. I knew that.
So, just want you to know that there are some hurricanes. You know what? Another thing, I mentioned this. I thought there was a lot of people walking around in Miami apparel, garb, hats, sweatshirts. I had to laugh. The Miami people say this too. There were people in sweatshirts in the afternoon in Lincoln on Saturday, and it was 80 some degrees, and I had to laugh because it was Miami. You know, nobody's wearing a Nebraska sweatshirt that I saw, but the ones I saw were Miami. But I think there are just a lot of people from even in the day they wear the Miami stuff because that's cool, or that's
kind of like the Raiders stuff,
yeah,
like the Oakland Raiders stuff.
And I'm not saying gang related. I'm trying to find the term here that. But you know what I say? You know, hey, we're Miami, man. I got some of their stuff. I'm wearing it because I didn't think there was as many Miami fans in the stadium as there were walking the streets of Lincoln.
I think when you look at Miami, and I don't know if this is correct, but they don't like to conform to all the rules. You know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, hold it. You know, hold it. I mean, you know, the light's green, you know, and that means go. But, you know, hey, you know what? It's about ready to turn red, you know, that type of. Is that what you're trying to say a little bit here?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure. We're here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Well, folks, Midway is expanding. They are doing a great job and love their customers, and you've helped make them bigger and better. And Midway on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney needs your help. If you're looking to make a change in your career, they would love to have you come on board. In fact, you can check out, this is the great thing, you can check it out online and decide if there's something available for you, something that interests you, and then talk to the folks at Midway. Go online to midwaycareers.com. They're growing and seeking motivated and enthusiastic individuals and looking for some quality team players, as there always is at the Midway Auto Dealerships. And you might be a salesman, you might work in the maintenance shop, you might have a variety of other job descriptions. They are expanding, and they want you on the team. Folks, Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. You know, you don't even have to have experience in the car or truck or SUV business because they'll train you like no other. MidwayCareers.com. MidwayCareers.com. Check it out, folks. Midway, it's a better way. And if you're in the market right now for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop by the lot. Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney. We got a lot more coming up after this.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
Comforting guidance when you need it most.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
Dedicated, trusted, and compassionate service.
Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl.
We listen to you.
We are here for you.
And we help ease a difficult time.
Our family serving your family for generations. Please call, stop by, or go online. Horner, Liske, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services.
Every day you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sunshine develops today as we'll see a chance for a scattered shower storm late with a high at about 72, south winds stay at 10 to 15. Tonight we'll see scattered showers and storms with a low at 54. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now it's 63.
Every week.
Yeah. Doug and Daddy Show. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Bo Pelini's weekly press conference coming up here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hey, folks, the Kearney Chicken Coop fan line is here for you, and the Kearney Chicken Coop is the original sports bar and grill. The best of both worlds. A lot of places say they are both, but no one combines the best of both places like the Kearney Chicken Coop. And thanks to them, Monday doesn't have to be blue anymore with the Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill. 11 to 4 lunch specials on Monday. Steak sandwich, your choice of side, $7.49. And don't forget, it's Koozie Monday. You get the koozie for $5, dollar cans of your favorite beverage all night long to enjoy Monday Night Football, the baseball pennant races. You might want to slide in early for that 10th inning completion of the Royals today. This is the suspended game. This is where the Royals drop a half game in 5 minutes, probably, Jimmy. But, hey, that's what happens. Anyway, if you do get in there, 4 or 5, because from 2 to 5:30, appetizer specials, 2 and a quarter, long necks and draws, 2 and a quarter, and again, lunch today, the steak sandwich with your choice of sides, $7.49. The Kearney Chicken Coop Bar and Grill, the best of both worlds, downtown Kearney. So there you go. Couple things I want to get to here, and then we'll get to how we did in Pigskin Pick'em, how you did on your picks this week. First off, and I'm glad this is Craig in Amherst who has emailed the Dump Hopper inbox. I'm surprised that anybody else picked up on this because I figured by the end of the game people are leaving not paying attention. First off, Craig says, I attended the game Saturday. I intentionally watched the line play, and in particular, Randy Gregory. In my honest opinion, Gregory was held, tackled, sucker punched on almost every play. We stayed in our seats late to let the crowd leave. Now, the second part of this email. Amir Abdullah ran to the student section after his interviews to thank them, and better yet, high-five the cheerleaders on the way off the field. I saw that. I was going to bring it up. Can't believe anybody else paid attention. That's great on you, Craig. And then he says, in my opinion, Amir was showing respect to the females, something Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston has no idea how to do. All kinds of things there. The Winston thing, if we have time, Jimbo Fisher, are you an idiot? Are you, Jimmy, real quickly, because I want to get to the good stuff. You walk on the field as a head football coach of the number one team in the country, and you had no idea your Heisman Trophy winning quarterback was in the locker room fully dressed? What the hell are you doing? That's on you. That's on you as a coach. Jameis maybe thought he could just put his stuff on. He couldn't have known he was going to, you know, he's not playing, he's suspended. He's out on the field, and you know everybody's watching, and you got to go up and tell your kid back to the locker room, take the gear off. Am I totally off base here?
No, and not only that, the players are totally wrong, too. They're both wrong. The player needed to walk into his assistant coach if he was afraid of his head coach and go, hey, what do you think? Am I, you know, I don't know for sure what I'm supposed to do here. Am I supposed to suit up or not?
But
instead of just putting it on.
18, 19?
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
He's already proven that he's not all there up top, and that's okay. He's 18, 19. You can't have an excuse for everything. But again, head football coach. And I get what you're saying, but he hasn't, I don't think he's got it upstairs to reason like that.
I guarantee you, Craig that called in, he's definitely right about one thing, and the Florida State quarterback has proven that he is very immature. We used to get on Johnny Manziel. Johnny Manziel was immature, but this guy's worse. I'm just going to publicly say that he is worth. But we've got a guy at Nebraska that's got a chance to win the Heisman that is doing everything correct. Like I said, the way he acted. So I know that he's doing everything correct, and I hope he has a chance to win this thing because he is doing everything. And the way I like the way he respected Miami after the game. Miami didn't act very good, but he still backed him and said, hey, these guys tried to compete. He got his head taken off one play and
he
said, good. Hey, I'm glad. That's 15-yard penalties for us. Hey, you know, might have been accidental.
And he mentioned the coaching, said, don't get caught up in this. Don't get caught up in this. Play physical. Some of this is going to happen. Don't get caught up in it. Coaching there again. I'm a little concerned, though, Jim. They're not mentioning Amir. ESPN, and I'll face it. You can only listen to one at a time, ESPN or Fox, and maybe I need to check out on Fox College. They're not mentioning Amir for the Heisman.
Well, they're going to start.
Maybe when he's showing highlights, maybe.
Right.
But when they're saying, here's our Heisman board, five or six guys, and online, some of the personalities at ESPN vote every week, the top five Heisman, and he's in their top 10 with the votes. But the BYU quarterback, Winston, Gurley from Georgia, and others out there.
Winston's not going to.
They're not mentioning Amir Abdullah?
I'm going to tell you.
How?
Winston is not going to win the Heisman. I'll say it right here. And Abdullah is going to have more votes than Winston. I'll put that right here in writing. That I don't know. But they're going to start watching this guy. Hey, Abdullah, they're going to start watching him. They're going to start looking at him. Anytime, hey, you rush over 200 and some yards, you know, and you're, hey, and I'm not talking about Wisconsin against Bowling Green. It's a lot easier to get yards against Bowling Green than Miami of Florida. That was a heck of a game.
And the part about Amir going over, shaking hands, he gets it. He's mature. He's a senior. He gets it. He knows how to handle the interview room. He knows how to handle the teammates. He knows how to handle the opposition as well.
I totally agree.
Looks like we're about ready to go to Lincoln. His bow on time? Are you crazy? Bo Pelini's press conference. He must be happy today. And let's head to Lincoln. Bo Pelini, it looks like, is ready for his weekly press conference here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Craig, thanks for the email. No, it's not Bo. It's going to be Tommy Armstrong first. So we'll take a break here, and he'll be coming up. But Before that, Jimmy, oh, baby, it's coming around. It's coming around. It's coming around, my friend.
Two weeks
in a row, we win Pigskin Pick'em, brought to you by our friends at Cunningham's and at Big Dally's Deli. Sorry, Trent. Sorry, Trent. 2 weeks in a row, you've got...
You won, Doug. I won.
Yeah, I won, but it's a team.
I agree.
The first 2 weeks better than me.
Yeah.
We didn't win, but you were better than... So, whatever. And you continue to get better on your selections. You're improving. 1, 2, 3, 4. So you get the job done. Let's start there with your picks. And as always, sometimes you need a little help, but that's the way it goes. Your first pro pick, Seattle, looked like they had this thing totally taken care of. And then all of a sudden, the five or I think, did we play it at 5, 4.5?
Might have, but I went down to 4, believe it or not, late. Isn't that weird? So yeah. People were betting Denver.
And so Denver ties it. Love the new overtime rule. I mean, that's a whole lot different. If old overtime rule, Seattle's kicking a field goal.
Good point.
Here, they score a touchdown. It covers. You get the win on your first pro selection of the year. Alabama, that looked like that was in a little bit of trouble, but in the second half, they roll up Florida by 21. The 14.5 is good. Florida Atlantic, they lose late, but they were getting 4 at Wyoming, so kind of the best of both worlds. You get to root for Craig Bowl, they win the game. Florida Atlantic covers the 4 in a 1-point game, and Georgia State almost won the ball game at Washington. They're getting 35.5. That was a McNeese State type of deal up there.
Yeah, that was probably something that you're glad to win. But boy, did you? I don't know if you saw how many points Washington scored in the second half. They just about covered the thing. So, luckily when you're up 14-0, you think you probably have a one when you're getting 49.5.
Might have missed out on Bowling Green. Might have missed it. That was one of the losses.
Yeah, I've lost that. And you know what's weird about that? See, I said Indiana could play with Missouri. Mm-hmm. Indiana could play with Missouri. So what do? Instead of giving you Indiana, I just go, hey, there's going to be a lot of points scored in this game. Just bet the over. So I just should have gave you Indiana. But on the Nebraska-Miami game, that was wrong. I thought that would be a low-scoring game, and I actually just missed that. That was a high-scoring game. I can't say the turnovers. It would have been nice if they'd have just jumped on the fumble. But since I'm a Nebraska fan, I'm glad it returned it all the way.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of turnovers that generated some points in that game.
At least it wasn't a backdoor.
No.
72 points.
Yes.
And Nebraska doesn't cover that one, but Jimmy's 4-3, and we move on to this week. And as far as the Pigskin Pick'em, our caller Trent, he went 6-4, Jimmy 5-5, I went 7-3, and I said one of us could go 10-0. I took a lot of underdogs, and I'm a play away from being 9-1. Michigan was my only legit miss. Clemson should have won the football game. Bonehead plays, bonehead misses a field goals. That's just the way it is. If they're college kids, I get it. But you know what? You don't make those mistakes. They should have won the football game. And then New Mexico State. I was the only one that took New Mexico State. They lost by 3. So there you go. I put my faith in the Big Ten this weekend, which nobody else did. Iowa, Maryland, Rutgers, all underdogs, all won straight up. And that's why we have $30 in the Cunningham's vault for Friday's contestant here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So, yay.
Yeah, how much time do we got? Real quick, and what a big win for Kearney Catholic. You know, their running back Nathan Howe rushed for a tremendous amount of yards in the first quarter. Somebody said he had over 120 some yards in the first quarter alone. Their offensive line must have done a great job. And hats off to Kearney Catholic. What a big win for them. They're undefeated. You know, and they lost some weapons last year. You know what I mean? So this team has really gathered around, and that was a big win. I'm sure they were wanting to beat Cozad for a long time. You know, and they go and win that game. So that was a huge win for Kearney Catholic. And hats off to everybody on that football team and their coaching staff.
Cozad's still pretty good. Coach Cargill making a comment after the game that he thinks maybe both teams are top five material in Class C1, so best of luck to both of them as they play on. Coach Cargill has to coach at his alma mater for the first time in his career. And of course, that's our alma mater in Ord. But just anywhere, if you coach, you had to do that. Coach at the place you graduated. What was that like the first time you coached against? And remind people when that would have been.
Ed Gibble, the first time I was coaching volleyball, there wasn't very many people at the game. You know what I mean? We were okay, but Gibbon wasn't very good. You know, and there was a football game afterwards, and both teams were like undefeated and ranked. You know, so that was the very first time. But, you know, luckily I had some success, you know, coaching against Gibbon. We didn't win them all, you know, but we did have some success. But there was a couple times where it was controversial.
Well, how weird was it, though? I mean, because you were a good athlete. So, I mean, I think it's even harder for the guys you know, you played on the court, you played on the field, whatever the case may be, and the next thing you're going.
Yeah, if you're competitive, if you're competitive, you know, you want to win every game. So, I mean, believe it or not, as soon as Ravanna hired me, I was pretty loyal to Ravanna. You know, I mean, it was the Gibbon stuff went off the wayside. I mean, I had friends from Gibbon, but, hey, I'll tell you what, I was not. You know, that not at one time did I go, oh, well, it'd be nice if Gibbon won because that's where I'm from. I mean, I was 100% wanting Ravanna to win. And very competitive. But the games were competitive at times. You know, we had some competitive games. And we lost to them, too. I mean, Gibbon beat us. One time Gibbon came over. We were the second seed, and they were the seven, and they upset us. So.
Well, let's go to Lincoln. Here's Bo Pelini. It's Happy Bo. It's Happy Bo Pelini on the Doug and Daddy Show. God, get off the attitude questions. It was the same Bo going after when he was trying. I mean, he's intense and he's in the moment. Let it go, people. But the rest of this, Jimmy Langan, we'll talk about on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What does success look like for you? Maybe it's time to start something new at Complete Nutrition, a clean, comfortable place where you can discuss your health and nutritional needs on a personal level. It's more than just a store. It's an experience. Want a supplement plan that works with your lifestyle? For mature men, there's TrueForm from Complete Nutrition. This daily metabolism-boosting multivitamin has everything you need for long-term wellness. TrueForm supports heart health, a better prostate, energy, mood, memory, and reinvigorates male vitality. TrueForm Power and Performance, a multivitamin for men. Complete Nutrition. Success starts here.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island near Gordman's. Call 382-8663. And in Kearney on North 2nd Avenue. For free shipping, call 338-1348.
Complete Nutrition.
At First National Bank, we believe customer interactions are based on relationships, not transactions. That's why we created First National Checking, to prove our commitment to you and the community. This is not a one-time offer, but a demonstration of our ongoing dedication to put customers first. No hidden fees, no surprises, no hoops to jump through. For honest banking with no strings attached, visit one of our offices today. First National Bank, member FDIC.
Hi, Sean Callahan here. I'm excited to tell you about a company I'm working with that will finally bring you the internet experience you've been waiting for. I'm talking about a company that is so reliable, so dependable, and has such amazing local customer service that you'll be wondering why people haven't done business like this before. Prairie iNet Fixed Wireless Internet will change the way you experience your world. Let's talk about their amazing technology. They have the largest fixed wireless network in the U.S., and because of this, they can pass their savings on to you. That means finally having reliable internet at a price you can afford. Another perk, no contracts. With Prairie iNet, you won't sign a contract ever. I've personally met the people at Prairie iNet. You can trust that you'll be getting a better internet experience, and more importantly, you can trust them. Mention my name, Sean Callahan, and you'll get a $100 Visa gift card and free installation for just signing up. Call Prairie iNet right now at 308-221-7844. That's 308-221-7844.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our Midtown Mart cooler question, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topic. We asked over the weekend, is Devin Hester a Hall of Famer? Because Thursday night, he became the best kick returner in history. More punt and kickoff returns for touchdowns than anyone, besting Deion Sanders. 55% said yes, 45% said no. We were really not split on it, but just like I said, it's a different explanation. Once special teams gets its due, he's one of the first ones in there, along with punters and kickers. They're just not in there. So that's the vote. Now, again, I was stupefied, how about that for a word, of how many people that are into football had no idea about the overtime yesterday. Seattle and Denver had no idea. People that watch football, invest in football, give their time in football, maybe your fantasy football big time, they had no idea when Seattle and Denver went to overtime. And that's, you know, was with everything in life. You don't know about it until the first time you're told about it. So I'm not making fun of or jumping up and down or calling you ding-dongs. I'm just saying I was surprised because I had heard that in two different places already twice this year with the NFL. So what do you think about the NFL overtime rule? Like what they have? Both teams should be guaranteed a possession or go back to sudden death. What do you like, Jimmy?
Well, I like this way better because whoever wins the coin flip has too big of an advantage. And that's not what it's supposed to be about. It's not supposed to be about who wins the coin flip. You know, in college football, there's an advantage. Whoever plays defense first has an advantage because if the other team scores a touchdown, when you get the ball, you know the field goal's not going to do you any good.
Yeah.
You know, or if they don't score, you got an advantage. It's kind of like Major League Baseball. You kind of get to bat last. You know how many runs you at least need. So it does give you a little bit of an advantage, and that's why the home team has an advantage in baseball. But the overtime procedure, I think it's by far way more fair. Too many games were decided with the first possession going down and kicking a field goal. By getting a touchdown, at least it's harder to do. And, you know, but what I'm saying is you have to score and go in the end zone instead of actually just get the ball inside the 35 in the NFL. You got a good chance to win the game. I think what's weird about the overtime I don't like is it's 15 minutes only. And I think that needs to be changed. I think you have to play it out. I think what I'm saying is this. If I get the ball and I kick a field goal and I get 3 points and I took 12 minutes off the clock, the other team gets the ball. They ought to be able to finish that drive. So I think the 15 minutes, I don't like having the 15 minutes on the clock and having a tie game anymore. That's the thing I would change.
That's interesting because you know they haven't thought about that.
Well, but that is,
it would be very quirky to use 15 minutes and not have two full possessions. It would be quirky,
yeah.
But it could happen.
Well, Seattle, I think Seattle. If we look at that, you could look at that, Jeff.
About a 6-minute drive.
When they scored, they scored on a second down play. They could have used another 3 or 4 minutes off that clock. They actually took a timeout once because they were running out of time, so they took a timeout, or another 45 seconds would have been off that clock. But look out, see, because I think Denver, if they would have kicked the field goal, I would have liked Denver to at least get their drive in.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like it as it is now. It's better than it used to be. You can vote now, folks. Please do so on our Midtown Mark Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com. We were talking about the Heisman votes. This is before the Miami game. The ESPN experts had Amir Abdullah 8th on their list, and they'll update that tomorrow. Every Tuesday, it looks like, is when they do that. Let's get back to Bo Pelini's press conference and what you took out of it. There was the end where they got on the Hail Mary discussion. They got on the Bo demeanor. There was the beginning. Not a whole lot of talk about Illinois. Getting off onto what Bo was displeased with in the Miami game, some of the defensive play there, struggling at the linebacker position right now. Talk about if Illinois will be able, if they run this type of system that could exploit that. Even specifically, Roach and Banderas. Talked about the corners and talked about the crowd. Talked about the quarterback and the great running back and Josh Ferguson. And we'll talk with the offensive coordinator of Illinois later this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's going to be joining us. And then there was the talk about the fighting as well. And then about Amir, Big Ten Player of the Week, Heisman candidacy. And that's why we were talking about that. What did you take out of it, Jimmy?
Okay, one thing, I was really happy that Bo is backing Amir so hard. Yeah, I've got bias on this. Instead of going, hey, you know, that's not my job, that's up to the voters. No, he says right now, you'd have to be crazy to not watch this guy and know he's not in your top five. Anybody that's watching is going to have Amir in the top five. I've been told that there's a AA battery they're going out with, you know, AA. I think people will maybe make a statement with an A and then have a big mirror, you know, or they're going to do some things. I don't know what they're all going to be. But whatever it is, whatever they decide to do, they're going to get this guy. We're going to try to get him the Heisman Trophy.
But how tough is that going to be to tote in? Because I love it.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Somebody in the student section trying to tote in one of those big round mirrors, like the big round clock you'll see in a
museum
or, you know, a big bank or something like that. A big mirror like you'd see in a bank.
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. I'm just throwing that out. But
and a mirror.
How about the defense? You know, the big guy hold up a D and the other guy's got to hold up a fence. You know, but
That could be the greatest thing I've heard in a long time.
I did appreciate what he said as a head coach, though, all the years I've done this. He said that, you know, you have to have a passion for the game, and you got to stick up for your players. But there's a difference between having a passion for a game and being stupid. And being stupid is when you get in there and you do something that you end up getting thrown out of the game. You don't have to get thrown out of the gate to have the passion. So I did appreciate what he said on that part.
You think we could make some money? T-shirts? Want to see a Heisman Trophy winner? Look in a mirror?
There you go.
What do you think?
Look at mirror. There you go. Think? Hey, I like it. You'd like.
What
I think,
do you think?
If not, I think we should. Somebody.
We should have never said it. Somebody's already trademarked.
You know, one of our listeners is going to take. I make a lot of money off.
We're
of this
in
now.
For 32%, yeah. People. That's 16-16. Use your idea. We'll go 17-15.
I'll go 16-16 with you. It's your show. I'm the host, co-host.
Looking at these, the guys here on the poll from ESPN Experts, looking at your Heisman, and I've been able to vote, been very fortunate to vote for the Heisman over the last handful of years. They have Marcus Mariota, quarterback, Oregon, Todd Gurley, Georgia, Jameis Winston, Florida State, Kenny Hill, A&M, Everett Golston, Notre Dame is ahead of Amir Abdullah. Are you high? Amari Cooper, though, from Alabama, was very impressive and was in the win against Florida. I want to get a chance to watch him play a little bit more. Kenny Hill, I've got a gut feeling he falls off. Hopefully the one-game hype on the opening night of the season doesn't just keep him around if he doesn't deserve it. That's tough for him. And Oregon looks good, but I'm going to tell you what, I am shocked. If I was an AP voter, I'm surprised that Sip voted Florida State number one this week. I mean, Oregon had to go to the wire to beat a bad Washington State football team. Great for Mike Leach, and he is scheduled to be on Hail Varsity with Chris Schmidt this week here on ESPN Radio between 4 and 6. Listen today to find out more information on that. But how can you keep Florida State the number one team in the country? Because they're not. They are not the number one team in the country. Jameis Winston didn't make that big a difference. Clemson should have won that football game. How you drop Clemson out of the top 25 and keep voting Florida State number one, I disagree with. And again, that's just a debate. At the end of the season, it doesn't make a difference. But you know what? It does make a little bit of a difference.
Yes, it does, because Nebraska is undefeated, and they're ranked 21st in the nation. If they'd have started like 8th, they wouldn't be 21st. So you do have to make up a little ground. You have to have people lose. And right now, this is really unusual. This is something that's really never happened in Nebraska since I've been alive, is that when I was always, if Nebraska was undefeated, we were never behind teams that were
top 10 all the time.
3-1, yeah. 2-1, those types of teams. We didn't have to have, hey, if somebody lost, if somebody had a loss, very seldom were we behind them. That might be one team. But never as many teams are. Right now, there's a lot of teams ahead of us that have one loss, and this is very unusual for Nebraska. And it, unfortunately, it's where you started out being ranked. And we were ranked basically around 20th, 18th in the nation when we started, and the McNeese State game kind of took a little bit out of, you know, took us out of the rankings a little bit. So how many teams are ahead of us, Doug, with one loss?
7 in the AP poll. And in the coaches' poll, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Where's Clemson ranked?
They dropped them out.
Yeah, and they're 1-2.
I can agree with most of this. The 10 of the top 11 teams are undefeated. The only one that has a loss is 9th-ranked Michigan State, and you've got to live with that. Their loss is out at Oregon.
On the road.
Then you got Georgia, 3-point loss at South Carolina.
On the road.
Then you got South Carolina, loss, but that was at home to A&M, or neutral site game with A&M.
Yep.
Then Mississippi State jumps in at number 14.
I have no problem with that. Said that on the show. Remember the MISS? I said that team can play. This team beat Rice 41-7 in a bowl game last year. This team can play. This team's for real.
Stanford has a loss ahead of Nebraska, LSU, Southern Cal, and Wisconsin.
Yeah, Southern Cal doing ahead of us? I can understand Wisconsin losing to LSU. If LSU's supposed to be in there.
What are they doing behind Stanford? They beat Stanford.
Yeah.
The poll is always
a little
quirky.
Get them both out of there and get Nebraska ahead of them both.
We're really getting onto a lot of stuff here today, and we're way out of time, but it looks like the Nate Freeze experience is over in Detroit, and that's good for Alex Henry. The Lions plan to sign Alex Henry. He had a workout last week and had been with the Eagles, so it looks like he will be the new kicker, and Nate Freeze, who has missed 4 field goals in 3 games, is going to be out the door quickly with the Detroit Lions. So it's a fickle business, that place kicking, because when you screw up, everybody sees it. You might miss your block on the line, or you might miss a tackle on the line. only the coaches are going to see that. Folks, if you're thinking about a new pivot irrigation system, now for a limited time, T&L Irrigation Company is offering their Harvest Special $5 per foot discount. You're getting out in the field, you're harvesting, you're going, this could be better. Well, T&L is going to help you. You can save $6,500 when you buy a quarter-mile long T&L pivot. Get decades of reliability with that T&L pivot system. You can contact your local dealer today. Always visit their website to find out where the local dealer is and to just learn more about hydraulic technology with the folks at TLIRR.com. T&L Irrigation Systems, proven technology that works. A quick word on the rest of the weekend sports as we wrap it up next.
I had never even owned a furnace or an air conditioner before, so it was brand new to me, and they trained me, not just by sending me out with them, but also I have those resources to talk to people. I like to think that when I show up to a house, it's not just me with my 5 years of experience showing up there, but it's all the years of experience of all the techs at Anderson Brothers showing up at that house as resources that I can use. Without the training from Anderson Brothers, I would not be able to do the work that I do today.
Regardless of age or experience, start a new career with a call to Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge. Every day, you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
United, we transform lives. It's more than just a slogan. To many in our community, it means the difference between healthcare, financial stability, and education. Through United Way's community programs, over 24,000 lives will be touched by your donations. The funds raised through the annual United Way campaign will help support 41 programs right here in South Central Nebraska. Please find it in your heart to donate to this year's campaign. For more details, log on to UnitedWaySCNE.org or call 461-8412. Give, advocate, volunteer.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
Rocky.com.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. That's why TM Sporting Goods gives you that winning edge with top name brands and personal service from seasoned pros like Steve Baradol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, a division of Protein Design.
For anyone that's eaten at Dickie's Barbecue Pit, you have already experienced the lip-smacking, tickling, knee-slapping barbecue that only Dickie's can offer. For those who have not, get to Dickie's today and enjoy real thick, tender, juicy meat smoked to perfection and combined with a perfect side of baked bean slaw or waffle fries. Bring the whole family to Dickie's for signature meats, home-style sides, and tangy barbecue sauce. Dickie's stuck to their Texas roots and brought great barbecue right here to Kearney and Grand Island. Dickie's.
Listen up, Nebraska. Time is running out to save big at Big O Tires during our huge triple play tire sale. With every new set of tires, you'll get free complete installation, a free all-wheel alignment, and a free standard 5-quart oil change. That's $170 of added value, good on all sizes and brands. So hurry in and save big on your next set of tires during Big O's huge triple play tire sale. But hurry, the sale ends Saturday only at Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Probably gave him a call sometime. They have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's right.
That's
the
best part.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what it was about.
Sometimes we just keep talking.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, come on. Doug and Daddy Show, Doug Duda and Jim Langan with you. It's a Husker Monday. Hope you're enjoying our chat here today. I like the interaction. Doug and Carney says, the great thing about sitting a few rows back from the Nebraska football bench is watching the players and coaches interact with each other. What I noticed is the number of players and coaches who have that self-awareness with the big picture of a football game. Amir Abdullah really has that self-awareness down, and his reaching out to the student section after the game was pretty special. Amir gets it.
Oh, yeah.
Amir gets it. And I still.
What was that guy's name that just.
Doug Incarney, yeah.
Hey, Doug, I'll tell you what. Doug made a great comment about. I'll tell you what. When you get everybody behind you, if everybody's behind you on the same page and everybody's feeling the same thing, you know, everybody's body language and you feed off one another. And, you know, it kind of, Nebraska basketball program was like that when they upset Wisconsin that day on that Sunday afternoon. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could feel that how bad they wanted to win this game and what's going on and how everybody's on the same page. And, you know, it was kind of, that's kind of what the Kansas City Royal manager said when he called out the Royal fans. And he said, hey, you know, we're in a pennant race and we only had 12,000 people show up on a Tuesday. I know there's school, and then he kind of had to backtrack because people were, hey, we got a lot of things going on, we had this, but what he was trying to say was, I don't know if we're going to get this done unless we got everybody on the same page, and that's kind of with Nebraska football. When you're ranked 21st, 23rd in the nation, you got to get everybody on the same page, and Doug, that caller made a great comment. You got to get all the fans behind it. And everybody's got to be united. When we beat when Osborne was coaching, we beat Miami 24-17 that year, and we were going to the Orange Bowl. I'll guarantee you, everybody was on the same page.
How fortunate are the Royals to even have a chance to make the playoffs after going 4-6 in this homestand?
Well, you know, the thing of it is that they've had some injuries, and they're starting to get some people back. I mean, talking about the pitching staff. Detroit had some injuries there in August, and that's the only reason we were even in the race, because if they didn't have any injuries at all, we'd be 6 to 8 games out, but the wild card's the key. But if you look at Oakland, you know, Oakland, I think what they go 17-30 or worse than that. And so Seattle's the team, you know, right now we're fighting those three, and I really think that it's almost impossible to think we have to go 5-2. If we lose the game tonight, the first game, we have to go 5-2, and Detroit has to go 2-5.
Yeah.
You know, and that's probably not going to happen since we're on
the
road.
Make the playoffs, get the home one game wild card.
Yeah, if you can get that, that'd be really nice. That's exactly right. And have a good pitcher ready to throw.
Yeah, so there you go. Friday, I knew we wouldn't have time to get to it today, but I want to pat ourselves on the back a little bit, Jimmy, because I think through 3 weeks in the NFL, some of our observations have been on point when you're listening to the national people go, oh, what's wrong with San Francisco? You know, where did Cincinnati and Arizona come from? We can go back to the audio. We won't unless we have to. But, I mean, just want to say we got 13 games left to go and things blow up and somebody will get hot at the end. But I don't know who else had Cincinnati in the Super Bowl.
Or hey, in Arizona.
In the playoffs.
You know, yeah, Arizona.
Detroit winning the division. And they're leading it at 2-1, seeing what the Bears do tonight.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, there were some things. You know, and the other thing, Doug, you know, when I think you've done a really good job on Nebraska this year because, you know, when I talked about Fresno, I said, hey, this team's really bad. And you were right on the same page with me. But you said Miami's not, you know, things aren't perfect there. We talked about the turnovers. And you talked about some things about the defense that maybe the quickness is the key. And we made those adjustments. You know, we talked about the punt return team has to be better. We talked about how our punt team, you know, and those are some things, you know. So, and you made a lot of those comments when you did Big Ten Media. You brought some things back, and you've been right on with some of those teams. You said Penn State would be good, and they are.
Iowa comes back big.
Yeah.
They need to keep churning along. Let's wrap it up with this. A lot of things have happened, even in the last hour of the show. We started it off. Brian Rosenthal will join us tomorrow and talk about Nebraska's big recruit. It is forward Edward Morrow, a four-star recruit out of Simeon High School in Chicago. He's the second top 150 commit, fourth overall in the past 2 months, joining Glenn Watson, Michael Jacobson, and Kansas transfer Andrew White. He was in Lincoln this weekend. We'll have more on the sports. Alex Henry is going to officially be signed, it sounds like, this afternoon by the Detroit Lions. Amir Abdullah is the Big Ten football player of the week, co-offensive player of the week. The signs in the student section were really cool, and the black shirt flag was really cool. Everybody got to see that. Some good NFL action yesterday. We talked about the polls. Abdullah is one for the second time this year. He's on the Paul Hornung honor roll for the week. He and Oklahoma running back Alex Ross, which goes to the most versatile player in college football. By the way, Abdullah now third leading rusher and all-purpose yards past Johnny Rogers over the weekend. He's also one of 30 semifinalists for the Senior Class Award. Nebraska's had a guy up for this quite often. It's a newer award. Ndamukong Suh, Rex Burkhead, they've been up for that. Nebraska, UNK football. We'll talk to the coaches tomorrow, UNK and Hastings. Unfortunately, both coming off of losses. A tough one yesterday, and we'll break that down. Nebraska talked about the O-line, and they stepped up. UNK, that's where they're having some problems right now, and we'll see if they can shore that up before they hit the road. Hastings, I know Coach Harper feels that they should have won the game. Everything says they should have won the game except the scoreboard. The volleyball team, John Cook's pleased even though they got beat. 5-set loss to Texas. He says they're making progress. UNK dropped their first game of the year but bounced back. They're 10-1. Hastings fell in 4 sets to Dort in a top 25 matchup. Congratulations to Chris Connor. Career win number 500 for Kearney Catholic Volleyball. Soccer, UNK 1-1 over the weekend. Hastings men and women swept Morningside. There's cross country. There's golf. There's tennis. And how about the Tri-City Storm? Let's hope this is an omen of things to come. They went 6-0-1 in the preseason, sweeping both games over the weekend in the Tyson Event Center's Fall Classic West, 7-2 and 3-1. Jim Holton, the head coach, general manager, will join us Friday on the show. That's their season opener at Lincoln. Congratulations to Dave Wagner of Kearney. He was one of 4 athletes named as the Cornhusker State Game Athletes of the Year. And some good football, you mentioned it. Kearney High is on a roll. You mentioned Kearney Catholic beating Cozad. Some good competitive football games out there. We've got more coming up this week, and we'll talk more about that as the week progresses.
Yeah, Chris Connor will be in the Hall of Fame. You know, they have that Coaches Hall of Fame for those volleyball coaches.
In Primrose?
Oh.
Primrose Hall of Fame.
So it's the Nebraska happen. Hall of Fame. Yep.
Look it up, people. Primrose. I told her only 400 more to go. Sharon Zavala's got a lead on her right now. Folks, thanks for being with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Remember, we won at Pigskin Pick'em. Jimmy went over 500, 4-3 on his picks. You can't miss the Doug and Daddy Show. At least we hope you don't. Daryl Morris, Tony Harper, Brian Rosenthal, Lincoln Journal star, and Troutman's Tuesday Tribute tomorrow. Our Husker Lunch at Cunningham's Wednesday. Sean Callahan will be on hand. Till then, have a great day, Jimmy.
See you later.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!